Jeff Wisher, William DeGrave, and Jerome Starr were ironworkers who fell to their deaths when a crane collapsed during the construction of the Milwaukee Baseball Stadium in 1999. The next year, a jury awarded the victims' families about $99 million. A partial settlement with the companies involved in the case, including Mitsubishi Heavy Industries, paid out about 25% of that award. After additional court action, negotiations between the families, the companies, and their insurance firms have netted millions more for the families, according to plaintiff's attorney, Robert Habish. He says the various parties didn't want any more delays.
We've been at it 6 years. The verdict was taken away from us by the Court of Appeals. It was restored to us by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We are facing another battle in the Court of Appeals, back on other issues. Could have gone back to the Wisconsin Supreme Court again, so we're looking at another 3-4 years.
Habish says he thinks the companies involved were also looking at additional expenses of more court action. Mitsubishi Heavy Industries merely says it's grateful the parties were able to resolve a difficult and sad case. Habish also says the end of the Miller Park negotiations highlights some liability issues statewide.
The case, because of its size and its significance, sent a message to construction companies and others working on work sites that you had better not engage in conduct that is outrageous and more than negligence, because you're liable to get punished with a tremendous amount of a punitive damage award that a jury will give, because the community won't tolerate that kind of behavior.
Habish says last year's Supreme Court ruling in the case also clarified for attorneys what a 10-year-old state punitive damage law means. Habish says he expects conservative legislators to keep pushing bills to limit punitive damages to cases where you can prove someone wanted to hurt you. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.